A news leak from the Pentagon in today's Washington Post provoked another angry response from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The paper reports that a recent briefing for a top Pentagon advisory board branded Saudi Arabia an enemy of the United States, a country that, quote, supports our enemies and attacks our allies. The briefing by a private analyst was supposed to be secret. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The controversial briefing was delivered last month to the Defense Policy Board. That's a group of former senior officials and intellectuals who advise the Pentagon. Former Defense Secretaries James Schlesinger and Harold Brown are members. So are former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and former Vice President Dan Quayle. This morning, at a town hall meeting with Pentagon employees, Secretary Rumsfeld stressed that the presentation was just one analyst's opinion, not the official policy of the Defense Department.
This apparently was a person from the RAND Corporation who was giving a briefing, and he briefed on Saudi Arabia, and it ended up in the newspaper, which is unfortunate. He had an opinion, and of course everyone has a right to their opinion. It did not represent the views of the government. It didn't represent the views of the Defense Policy Board.
Leaks have caused a growing headache for Secretary Rumsfeld. In recent weeks, he has complained with particular bitterness about stories relating to potential military action in Iraq and about disagreements between uniformed and civilian Pentagon officials about the wisdom of such action. Rumsfeld said today such leaks are terribly unprofessional.
When classified information is released that could affect the lives of men and women in uniform, that could inhibit and make more difficult the task of the United States of America in tracking down terrorists, I think it is criminal.
To get to the bottom of the leaks, Rumsfeld has asked the FBI to investigate. Michael O'Hanlon, a military and security expert at the Brookings Institution, says an FBI investigation is an excellent idea. He says it's hard to overestimate the harm that Pentagon leaks can cause.
Leaking the war plans in a way that Saddam Hussein and the rest of the world can see them may take away certain elements of potential surprise if we do go to war against Iraq, and it also vastly complicates our efforts to get base access in the region by presupposing that countries like Jordan will give this access to us when they're out there publicly saying they won't.
Morton Halperin disagrees. He was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Johnson administration. He's now at the Council on Foreign Relations. Halperin says leaks are bound to occur when the government tries to hush up policy debates that, in his view, the public and Congress have a right to know about.
The reason you get so many leaks is that the government, in my view, improperly tries to do things in secret. The leaks are almost always at the level of generality that they're well known to any potential enemy and do not actually cause harm.
And are very difficult to trace. Halperin says even the most detailed battle plans are usually seen by dozens of people in the services, in the Joint Chief's office, in the Defense Secretary's office. That makes it incredibly difficult, he says, to try to figure out who is doing the leaking and why. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.